Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashin Yogi speaking and it's 6:05 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, today the weather was very good. At least in the morning, it was a bit cooler. And so, I really enjoyed my today's 2-hour 38-minute run. Yes, it was a long run that I did today. I woke up at around 3:30 a.m. And I'm pretty excited that I want to do a very good run. I'm very determined to make sure that I meet my pace targets. So after having my pre-workout meal, got ready, Shyam picked me up from home and we went to BHEL. I reached around at 5:15-ish there and we started our run around at 5:30 a.m. Pretty good time, I would say, to start the run. Started off with a very steady pace along with Neeraj and Avik. And then slowly picked it up to around 5:15 pace. And I enjoyed the run, at least the first half, because Neeraj was there, Avik was there. And later on, Avik dropped off and then Neeraj also took it easy. And so I was left all alone to run. And my today's focus was actually trying to work on my stride length. I wanted to see how I'm improving on my stride length over the number of runs that I'm doing. And so I was trying to drive my knee forward, and take that leap. So my heart rate was not at that MAF heart rate that it's supposed to be. It's very difficult because you're actually training your body to change your form and to recruit different muscle groups, specifically your hip flexors. Because when you want to increase your stride length, you need to improve on your core or transverse abdominis, or what you call as hip flexors. That is what gives you that lift and that forward movement. So it is energy consuming. So I very well knew that I wouldn't be able to maintain a specific heart rate. At the same time, I knew that I would have to keep a certain pace in mind. Because if I go too slow, I will definitely be low on my stride length. So these are the few calculations that I had to do in order to make sure that I'm able to meet that stride length that I'm trying to focus on. Well, the stride length did not be as per my expectations. I was actually expecting around 120-ish, 1.20 meters stride length, but it turned out to be 108. So a big deficit, I would say, of 0.12 meters. Which I need to really analyze and see. So what I'm going to do is going to check my previous backlogs in Garmin Connect. You don't get the stride length in Training Peaks, sadly. So I'll have to dig into my connect.garmin.com and actually study my previous workouts to see what is my stride length and has it improved from what it was previously. I'm going to do that and check that out. Well, 2 hours 38 minutes, I covered around 30 kilometers of run with a pace of 5:17 and a cadence of around 88. So it's not bad, I would say. Not a bad run at all. My heart rate was around 144, 10 beats higher than what I would have liked it to be, but still a very good run considering the stride length focus that I was having, as well as it became slightly humid towards the end. One more thing that I did was I did not have any breaks in the run, so it was a continuous run from start to end. So 30 kilometers of non-stop running. No breaks in the middle. So I had carried this sipper with me in my hand and I kept sipping that throughout the day, and I used that magic solution that I am trying out, to see whether it works. And it really felt better, I would say. Specifically in the long run, I didn't feel like stopping or taking rest for hydration and all. It just kept me going. And also, the recovery now is much better. Ideally, after 30 kilometers of continuous run, I would be literally famished. But I don't feel it that way. It feels better. My recovery has been fantastic. So I feel great, you know. So I need to try this solution out for a few more kilometers or a few more runs and then see what I can do about it. Well, that's for about the run. So I just checked the previous runs and compared it with my today's run. So there is a slight improvement, I would say, not a drastic improvement from the stride length. It was 1.06 and now today it was 1.09. Marginal, I would say. So what I'm going to do now is, because this was a continuous run, I'm going to make sure that I lap every half an hour and see whether as the time increases, the duration increases, whether my stride length reduces. So half an hour slots of slicing. So that's called as slicing. So I'm going to slice my time and actually see whether there is an improvement or degradation of my stride length as the duration increases. So that's also going to give me a better view of you know, the workout that I'm doing. So yes, that's another plan. Well, folks, besides that, after coming back, I did have my breakfast, of course, and I took a power nap for half an hour, feeling good about it, and then started my work. It was actually a late work. I started off my work at around 12:30 in the afternoon, and I didn't know how the time passed, because by the time I actually, Seema called me out for lunch, it was 2:15, and I was quite surprised that I was working without feeling hungry. So I was totally immersed in my work today. So that's a very good thing. I really like that. You know, whenever I'm immersed in work, I really love that feeling. Well, after lunch, again, I got back to work. Again, took a half an hour power nap. And I was trying to... I met Dr. Samta also in the middle. Yes, for inaugurating the book. So very happy that I could finally open that, you know, book that was kept pending. I didn't want to open it without Samta's presence. So I did that. And today's topic, you see, today I want to discuss about connection, you know, the personal connection that we need to have. And this is something that I personally need to improve. So I'm not saying that I'm a perfect thing. I'm still making so many mistakes. Specifically, I learned this during the launch of my book, you know. And I felt that it's very important to have a personal connection with people around you. Not necessarily related to work only, but in general, you see. And that's a very big area of improvement for me. Now, I'm well connected with my trainees and I ask them for weekly summaries. I send them voice messages. I'm doing a great job there. You know, in fact, of course, I can still improve. I'm not saying I'm perfect there. But when it comes to your social circle or your outside your social circle or your friends and family or people who you know but you do not meet them frequently, that personal touch is missing. So, you know, when I was trying to send the WhatsApp messages to a lot of my people whom I know, I sent a very generic message, you know, greetings, friends and all that stuff. And I got a very lukewarm response for this messages. Then I realized, you know, I shouldn't have sent a generic message. I should have actually sent a personal message. And that makes a lot of difference. So the personal message, if you send personal touch, if you have add to it, it definitely makes a lot of difference. And you know, I can apply this in a lot of areas. Today we've lost this personal touch communication because of WhatsApp forwards that we get, you know, throughout the day. Today we are so much bombarded with forwards and jokes and other stuff that you know, the whole essence of communication has been diluted and lost. And people like me actually move away from communication because, you know, I feel, you know, this has been an age where today you are accessible to anyone and any how through any mode of communication, be it phone, SMS, WhatsApp, email, any other medium, you are bombarded with communication from people whom you know, people whom you don't know. And that has resulted in actually me drawing back, you know, and taking myself a lot back than I would actually like to be. Because I do not like forwards and I do not, I am in so many WhatsApp group, you know, with all the friends and all, but these are all forwards that we get in these groups. There's no personal touch or personal communication that's happening around. I feel somewhere down the line we've lost this touch of communication, this personal touch and this personal thing of asking people how you are, what are you doing, how's things going on with you. We're so busy that we're just forwarding messages. And that's the same mistake I did. Though it was not a forward of a joke, I just forwarded my, you know, release of my book. And I literally felt, my God, you know, that's not right. I should change. And this is a good learning for me. And first thing is, of course, it's important to understand where you're going wrong, right? Accept where you're going wrong. And acceptance comes first and then comes the correction part of it. So going forward, I'm definitely going to ensure that, you know, my future communications with anyone who's outside my social circle is at a personal level, not at a forward level, you know, just forwards. I know it's an uphill task for me, but I will definitely work towards that, and that's my primary goal or aim going forward. So folks, yes, these are my thoughts on communication. If you have your views, your opinion, your experiences, I'll be very happy to hear from them, learn from you, and see how we can improvise together to make sure that we live in a very fruitful communicated world, you know, rather than an unfruitful one. Podcast is one fruitful communication that I've been doing. So that's good, and I would like to continue doing that. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. Please do take good care of yourself. I hope you enjoyed your weekend as much as I did. Hope you have a fantastic week ahead. Do take care of yourself, your family. Stay strong and keep smiling. Bye-bye.